The road ahead for U.S. automakers.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The North American International Auto Show is getting underway today in Detroit, and gone are the questions about whether the big U.S. automakers will survive post-bailout. They did better last year than in any year since the recession began. So what does the road ahead look like? Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Facing ambitious new mileage standards over the next decade and higher gas prices, automakers are touting fuel efficiency at the auto show. And no longer is it just for mid-market compacts. Even pickups and sports cars like the new Chevy Corvette brag on their gas mileage. One thing that's changed from decades past, says auto industry analyst Paul Eisenstein at the DetroitBureau.com, the domestic car market has become truly international.
Does Detroit still matter as the dominant player in the U.S. auto industry? No. There is competition from all over the world that'll probably continue to grow.
But Eisenstein says there's a flip side. GM has to compete with Hyundai or BMW here, and those companies have to take the U.S. automakers seriously abroad.
Chevrolet had record sales last year, significant enough, but 60% of their volume occurred overseas, and a good portion of that took place in all the emerging markets like China, Brazil, and Russia.
Automakers could have record profits this year, and luxury cars are expected to fly off showroom floors. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.